school lunch is commonly stereotyped as unhealthy, bland, and just plain unenjoyable. But make that judgment in Haines, and you'll likely be corrected by both students and staff. A recent state audit confirmed the quality of the school's food program.
Do you like tomato or beef stew?
The cafeteria is bustling with students, and a lot of them have really good things to say about school lunch.
It's amazing. Like, it's like French sometimes, but it's having a good feeling about it. It's warm and fuzzy inside, but something different more about it. It's like tasty and delicious.
I like that it's really healthy for you.
My favorite school lunch is buffalo tacos, and I like that because I like buffalo, and tacos are my favorite food.
It's salad bar day. That means a variety of vegetables and toppings, a choice between beef and barley or tomato soup, smoked salmon, and breadsticks.
We have oranges and soup and ham and croutons.
That's first grader Olivia Wild.
And fish and salad
and milk
and juice.
And juice.
It's not just the students that rave about the meals.
I'll have lunch here today and usually end up eating here 2 days a week just because I can't resist. You know, how are you supposed to resist the food here? It's fantastic.
That's Superintendent Tony Habra.
We have some fantastic staff, not only the Brandy, who's the director, but our cook, who's been here for years, Dick Haas, and all of the other personnel, Cheryl and et cetera.
The Haines School is part of the National School Lunch Program, and that means they have to meet certain regulations. Every 3 years, the state of Alaska does an audit to make sure that schools are in compliance.
It is a pretty extensive review.
Elizabeth Seitz is the National School Lunch Coordinator for the state, and she's the one that conducts the audit. She says the school is responsible for meeting meal pattern requirements and nutrient standards set forth by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The meal pattern consists of fruit, vegetable, bread grains, meat alternate, and fluid milk. A reimbursable meal must include those five components.
Then there are more requirements within those categories. In Haines, the job of creating the menu mainly falls on Nutrition Program Director and Wellness Coordinator Brandy Stickler. She works with the head cook, Dick Haas. The school is also reviewed on things like food safety, signs showing the day's menu, whether or not they're keeping their logs, and whether the staff has appropriate and updated training. They also review the handling of USDA commodities and finances. Site says the Haines School stands out as having one of the best food service programs in the state.
They work very hard to provide nutritious and balanced meals. They are one of our only sites that really gives the students a huge variety of fresh produce on a weekly basis.
The program wasn't perfect, though. There were three areas sites identified that need to be worked on. The first is the school's wellness policy.
It wasn't due to them not being in compliance with it. USDA had changed the regulations effective July 1st, 2016, and all wellness policies across the state are in the process of being updated.
She also noted the program could improve its record keeping for commodities and some additional training for Stickler.
Other than that, their program, as well as their meals, were outstanding. They have a very well-run program, and they do a fantastic job.
The cooks always put so much time into it, and it's really, really good.
Clearly, many students agree, and I can confirm the beef and barley stew is really tasty. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.